com. Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and to your well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body and of your health. You are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That's why we're here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 26 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension and obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis and acne, fibromyalgia, migraine headaches, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of the modern medical model can only be called miraculous, but what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is a healing system. It's a regenerating system. It is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while it may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really just the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to get off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we're here to help you out. We welcome your phone calls. On The Bright Side, our number is 866-582-9933. That's 866-582-9933. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, the ones I take and the ones I recommend, you can go to my website, brightsideben.com. Take a look at the shopping cart with all the longevity products that you hear us talk about on The Bright Side. Make sure you take a special look at my personal favorite longevity product, Beyond Tangy Tangerine, the complete multivitamin mineral complex you add to water and drink. If you're dealing with digestive issues, if you want a way to supplement during the day, if you want a nice, tasty way to get your kids some good nutrition, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine is what you want to check out. It's around $50 a canister. Most folks will notice results within one or two doses. You can also check out the Ultimate EFAs and the Healthy Start Pack. It's all up at brightsideben.com. Or you can click on the Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the page at brightsideben.com. If you want to join the team, join me in my mission to help educate the world about the importance of nutritional supplementation. You can also call the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. Alrighty, I want to start the program off today talking about a vitamin that we've mentioned a lot on The Bright Side. And this is a vitamin that has important links to what is arguably the brain's most important protein, the brain's most important peptide. We're still on chapter one, protein in our eight chapters of good nutrition. This is a vitamin that I've always been impressed with. It's got tremendous therapeutic benefits, tremendous, maybe the most therapeutic of all the vitamins. Certainly it's right up there. As far as therapy goes, as far as medicinal value goes, it's got next to no toxicity. This is actually a vitamin that, unlike most vitamins, is made by the body under emergency conditions. That's pretty important stuff. It's the only vitamin that your body can actually make under emergency conditions. That's how important this stuff is. Yesterday there was an article that was published in the Journal of Clinical Investigation that was so impressive I thought it might be time to really address the benefits of this nutrient, and perhaps persuade some of you folks who are not hip to the importance of daily supplementation, still non-believers in how important it is to supplement your diet with nutrients and vitamins, maybe to persuade you guys to get on perhaps the Ultimate Daily or the Sweeties or the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, all of which can get you a good dose of this very, very important and potent vitamin. Now, if you've been paying attention to the health news, you probably have heard of something called bacterial resistance or antibiotic resistance, sometimes folks will say. Antibiotics have been around since the 1920s when penicillin was accidentally discovered by Alexander Fleming. And some of the really powerful antibiotics first became available in the 1940s. And clearly the impact of antibiotic drugs is not something that is debatable. Antibiotics are literally lifesavers. They are saved untold millions of lives. And as a class of drugs, these things are almost single-handedly responsible for the increased lifespan that Americans and citizens around the world have enjoyed over the past century or so. However, as you know from listening to this program, no drugs come without costs. And antibiotics are no exception. All drugs have a dark side, some drugs more than others. And once again, antibiotics, like all drugs, have a cost, and they got a dark side. See, bacteria may be tiny, and they don't really have a brain, but that doesn't mean they're dumb. In fact, in a way, bacteria are quite intelligent. And even though they have no brain or no central nervous system, they can learn and they can adjust to their environment pretty effectively. Antibiotics, as the name implies, are antibacterial. Biotic is a term that refers to bacteria. Antibiotics are antibacterial in the sense that they kill bacteria. Bacterium is nothing more than a primitive cell. We talk a lot about cells on this program, and a bacteria is nothing more than a basic cell. It's just a cell, and like any other cell, human cell or a plant cell or a fungal cell, bacteria have a covering, a coating. It's called a bacterial wall. And bacteria make proteins like all cells do. Bacteria make other chemicals like all cells do. Bacteria have genetics like all cells do. Bacteria have their own DNA, just like human cells have their own DNA. And these components and these processes that bacteria have are what make these bacteria vulnerable to antibiotic medications. When you're dealing with a bacterial infection, which is basically an invasion of these little critters into areas of the body where they don't belong, your respiratory tract or your sinuses or your brain or your nervous system or your heart or any system in the body, if you're dealing with a bacterial invasion where bacteria move into these areas of the body, you can take an antibiotic that will block the production of, say, the bacteria's cover. The bacteria will no longer be able to make the cell wall, its bacterial wall. That's how penicillin works, for example. You can take another antibiotic that can interfere with a bacteria's ability to make proteins. That's how your mycin drugs work. Vancomycin, erythromycin, gentamicin. That's how the cyclin drugs work also. Tetracycline is a classic example. Doxycycline, minocycline. These are drugs that block a bacteria's ability to make proteins. You can also take an antibiotic that will block the genetics, the DNA of a bacteria. That's how Cipro works if you have a urinary tract infection. And all of this is great stuff, and indeed antibiotics for most folks are among the most non-toxic and gentle and effective medications you could ever take. But all is not well in Mudville, as Casey at the Bat might say, and it turns out that bacteria indeed have the last laugh. And that's because bacteria have figured out a way to make antibiotics stop working. Bacteria are not dumb. They have an intelligence, and they figured out a way to stop that antibiotics from working. And unfortunately, the more that antibiotics are used, the more likely it will be that they will stop working. And this whole subject is called bacterial resistance or antibiotic resistance, and it's turning out to be a big, big health issue. Bacterial resistance kills tens of thousands of people every year, and it's gotten so bad that finding an effective antibiotic to treat a bacterial infection can sometimes take 2 or 3 days. Labs have to culture, they have to grow bacteria in a little dish, and then they got to add a particular antibiotic, and they got to see if that antibiotic works, and all of this takes time, and all of this takes money. And when someone's dealing with an infection, time is not always something that you got. And money is not something that a lot of people have also. Sometimes in emergency situations, doctors will use super, super strong antibiotics. Sometimes they'll combine antibiotics. And not only can this significantly increase costs, but up to 40% of the time, these kinds of measures don't work. Even worse, using super strong antibiotics or combining regular antibiotics, sometimes that's going to increase the likelihood of the formation of more resistant bacteria. And then you got a higher degree of bacterial resistance in more ways, all of which can make you think that these little bacteria have a lot more going on than you would think by their microscopic size. Now, how this bacterial resistance occurs is very fascinating. We'll tell you what that is when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. Our number is 866-582-9933. We're coming back at you with more good health information right after this.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 29th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,663.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,705.34, $852.67 for a half ounce, or $426.33 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,705.34, $852.67, and $426.33.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back on The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thank you for joining us, friends. Our number is 866-582-9933. We do have one line open for you if you want to get on board. We'll take your phone calls here in the next segment. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, the ones I take and the ones I recommend, go to my website, brightsideben.com. We have a shopping cart with all the Longevity products, including the BTT, the Beyond, Tangy Tangerine, Multivitamin Mineral Complex that you add to water and drink. We also have articles and videos that explain the Bright Side philosophy, and there's a Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the page. Click on that link if you want to make some money selling Longevity products, if you want to get your products wholesale, or if you want to join me in my mission to educate the world about the importance and the effectiveness of a good nutritional supplement program. You can also call the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. All right, I read an article yesterday. This was published in the Journal of Clinical Investigation, about a nutritional supplement that you can use to fight superbugs. Superbugs are bacteria that have become resistant to normal antibiotics. Bacteria are tiny little critters around thousands of times smaller, maybe 2,000 or 3,000 times smaller than the head of a pin. That's pretty small. But somehow or another, they figured out a way to bypass the drugs that are designed to kill them, antibiotics. Bacteria have several mechanisms that they can use to thwart the effects, to defang antibiotics. Bacteria have an ability to share genetics. A bacterium from a species that is susceptible to a particular antibiotic can actually incorporate genes from another bacteria. It can take over genetics. It can borrow or share genetics from a bacteria that's not susceptible. And now the bacteria that was susceptible is no longer susceptible. It can actually borrow the genetics from other bacteria. That's pretty amazing. Other bacteria can erect a force field around their covering, their cell wall, that will block the entrance of antibiotics into the cell. Well, it's not really a force field. It's more like they close their windows and they close their doors. They call them pores and they call them channels, but you can think of them as rolling down the shades or locking the doors. The effect is basically the same. The antibiotic can't get in to the bacteria to do its work. Other bacteria have an ability to literally kick out an antibiotic using little molecular pumps. No kidding, little molecular pumps. Pumps that are the size of a molecule that will force the antibiotic out of the cell. That's pretty amazing stuff. Other bacteria can change the chemical structure of the antibiotic, or of the antibiotic target, I should say. The antibiotic target inside a cell, the bacteria will disguise that target so the antibiotic can no longer recognize it. Other bacteria can literally destroy the antibiotic, can explode the antibiotic, and all of this, folks, is occurring at the invisible microscopic scale, thousands of times smaller than the head of a pin. And any way you look at it, once a bacterium has developed an ability to defang, to take the teeth out of an antibiotic, it can pass that skill on to its bacterial children, to its bacterial offspring, and that is what we call antibiotic resistance. So bacteria seem to have this incredible ability to resist their killers. But human beings contribute to the problem in several ways. First of all, if you're taking an antibiotic, you've probably seen a little sticker on the side of the antibiotic bottle that your pharmacist has stuck on there that says, make sure you complete the entire program. Make sure you take all of these antibiotics. If you're on an antibiotic program and you don't complete the entire prescription regimen, you could be in trouble. Most antibiotics need to be taken for a certain amount of time, 10 days, 14 days, 21 days. If you've taken a round of antibiotics and you've seen that sticker on the side, you want to make sure that you follow through and complete the entire course of your therapy, even if you feel better. The reason being that if you only partially complete your therapy, you may leave behind a few bugs that your immune system may not be capable of killing, and if there's any stragglers that have become resistant, those stragglers will proliferate, and you will become a home for a new type of antibiotic-resistant bacteria. Another way we humans are complicit in bacterial resistance is by our insistence on using antibiotics for every little sign of a cold or every little sign of a sniffle. Certainly doctors contribute here, although more and more, I gotta say, physicians are understanding that laying off the antibiotics has become just as an important part of medical treatment as dispensing antibiotics. Not all doctors, but many physicians are understanding that the less you use an antibiotic, the lower your risks are going to be for antibiotic resistance. And by the way, our exposure, or rather our overexposure to antibiotics doesn't stop in the doctor's office. There's antibiotics in dairy, there's antibiotics in meat, there's antibiotics in fish, there's antibiotics in tap water, and all of this can contribute to bacterial resistance. It's always best to avoid antibiotics. And one of the dumbest things we can do is stay on an antibiotic for months at a time. In the skincare world, I see kids who are on tetracycline and acne antibiotics, which don't even work anyway. I see kids on these acne antibiotics for months or even years. Nothing says antibiotic resistance more clearly than to leave a kid or leave a patient on an antibiotic for weeks or months at a time. Pharmacy 101, you never stay on an antibiotic for more than 2 or 3 weeks at a time. It's a great way to set up bacterial resistance, to stay on an antibiotic for a long period of time. So it's always best to avoid antibiotics. It's always best to avoid drugs, period. I'm telling you this as a pharmacist. If you can stay off of drugs, you want to stay off of them. And if you're on a prescription drug, your number one health goal needs to be to get off of that drug. So it's always best to avoid pharmaceuticals, and it's especially always best to avoid antibiotics unless they're absolutely, absolutely necessary. And, of course, sometimes they are. Always finish your complete antibiotic regimen, even if you're feeling better. And most importantly, if you have a cold or a sniffle, let your immune system deal with it. If you're worried about the flu, let your immune system deal with it. Do not fall for that scam that you're going to start hearing about here in a couple of weeks about the flu vaccine. Let your immune system deal with it. You have a defense system. You have an immune system. Let it work. Let it do its work. And make sure, by the way, you're staying away from immune-suppressing foods, most especially sugar and refined flour foods that break down into sugar. One of the most effective ways to suppress your immune system, to shut it down, is to eat lots of sweets. According to Denver nutritionist Kate Pfeiffer, who was quoted in USA Today, limiting sugar should be the first line of defense against infectious disease, and I agree wholeheartedly. She wrote a column titled Worried About Swine Flu? Avoid Sugar, where she cites a 1973 study in the that was published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Researchers at Loma Linda University gave volunteers 20 teaspoons full of sugar, which is about the same amount of sugar that's in a liter of Coke or a liter of Pepsi. The researchers then took some blood out of the volunteers. They mixed in some bacteria with the blood, and what they found was a dramatic suppression in the immune system's ability to kill bacteria. Ingesting as little as 3 ounces of sugar, and that is less than the amount that you'll find in a liter of Coke, it sounds like a lot of sugar. It's 90 grams of sugar. That's a bunch of sugar, folks, but it's less sugar than you're going to get in a liter of Coke. Ingesting just 3 ounces of sugar in one sitting significantly inhibited the ability of white blood cells, the heart of the immune system, to destroy bacteria and viruses. And by the way, this applies to all sugars, including fruit juice, including fructose. And it lasted from 30 minutes after ingestion of sugar up to 5 hours. Then there's wonderful immune-boosting nutrients that you could use, and there's one in particular that you can use to help fight superbugs. We'll tell you what that is tomorrow on The Bright Side. You're going to want to tune into that. We're coming back with your phone calls after this. Don't go away.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila. Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNLive.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Guys, you're just 60 seconds away from learning how to have the best night of your life, because we're announcing a limited-time risk-free trial for TestoCharge, the natural male enhancement formula clinically shown to work. TestoCharge improves your romantic life two ways. First, it rapidly increases your drive and desire, so when she's ready, you're ready. Second, it boosts your performance, helping to make it the best experience for both of you. TestoCharge is absolutely guaranteed to provide full-strength support for a healthy, unforgettable romantic life. If you want big confidence, get your risk-free trial of TestoCharge while supplies last. Hurry! Due to high demand, this offer will only be available for a limited time. Just call 1-800-763-8115. That's 1-800-763-8115. To experience, you must call now. Just call 1-800-763-8115. That's 1-800-763-8115.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Here it is, another election year. And here you are again wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection, CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection, CD.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Got a letter from Jim. He says, Mr. Fuchs, my wife is a type 2 diabetic. She's going through chemo, halfway done. Her numbers are all inflated because of the chemo. I assume you mean her blood sugar numbers. She was on oral medication to bring it down. She's on Humalog, which is insulin. She is going to a nutritionist to get a better handle on eating. Can you give me some advice on what to eat, what to avoid? Insulin's only a temporary measure while on the chemo. You don't need a nutritionist to go to. You don't need to go to anybody. You can do it yourself, Jim. Here's the way you deal with blood sugar issues. Here's the way you deal with diabetes. It's so, so easy. It's so, so simple. You don't need any help. All you got to do, number one, you got to restrict, limit your intake, hopefully, ideally zero tolerance
to refined sugars, fruit juices, fruits, a little bit of fruits are probably okay. Try to pick the small fruits, the berries, not the super sweet fruits. Folks, fructose has its own problems. Fruit sugar has its own problems, aside from the fact that it'll mess up your blood sugar system. A lot of people have issues with fructose malabsorption, and that can really wreak havoc on brain health. Please respect the fructose. Please respect the sugar in general. And that means, of course, flour and bread and cereals and pizza crusts and anything that breaks down into sugar. But don't try willpower. That's not going to work, because the drive for sugar is built in. As you know, if you've listened to this program for any length of time, we talk about it all the time, how we have these hardwired drives for sugar. How do you do it? You wean yourself away from the sugars and you head towards protein and essential fatty acids. And you need a lot more protein than you think you need. I'm talking about 0.5 gram to 1 gram per pound of body weight, but go by how you feel. Protein is very satisfying, and after you ingest your protein, after you eat your protein, you want to feel satisfied and try to go for protein powders, which are purified protein. And as you guys probably know by now, whey is the best. If you have problems with whey and egg are the two best. Whey first and then egg second, but they're very active proteins. This is why they're good proteins, because they're so active. But when you have an active protein or you have an active substance, you also can have a problem too, and some people will react to whey protein and egg protein. If that's the case, go to hemp seed protein, which is your alternative protein. Not as good as whey and egg, but most people won't have a problem with it. Eating more protein is probably your number one tool for lowering blood sugar for folks who are diabetic or pre-diabetic. Then get yourself on insulin and insulin supporting and blood sugar handling nutrients. Vitamin C is very important. Chromium and vanadium are very important. Get on that Sweeties. You know, you don't have to be an official diabetic to benefit from the Sweeties, because in a way, we're all diabetics. My friend Dr. Ron Rosedale says all human beings are diabetic, potentially diabetic because of how we eat and how our culture is structured. So everybody benefits from the Sweeties, but especially, Jim, for your wife if she's trying to deal with blood sugar issues. Sweeties after meals, 2 or 3 after meals. The BTT is a great source of vitamin B1 and vitamin B3, both of which are important for handling blood sugar. And then zinc, the mineral zinc and the mineral magnesium are also important for handling blood sugar, in addition to the minerals chromium and vanadium. And then a couple amino acids that may be helpful, taurine may be helpful, and also arginine, and omega-3 fatty acids can also help with blood sugar. There's nobody that needs to be a type 2 diabetic. You can reverse it. It's simply a lifestyle choice disease. It's a disease of choice. You're a volunteer. If you have blood sugar issues, you volunteer for them through the food choices you're making and your lack of nutritional supplementation. Thanks so much for your letter, Jim. Appreciate it. And I think it's time to go to the phones. 866-582-9933 is our number. Let us see what Ro in Alabama has to say. What's up, Ro?
Hello.
Hey, Ro.
Yes, hi. I'm calling because my son, he's 3. He was born premature. His tonsils are swollen, and they want to remove it and remove his adenoids and put an ear tube in his ear to drain his ears.
Oh, yeah.
His nose is always running and a lot of mucus, and they said the mucus doesn't go down his throat, instead it gets stuck behind the eardrums.
All right, hang tight, Ro. Easy to deal with, all right? Don't let him hack your son up. Don't let him remove parts of his body. It's not a good thing ever for your son or for anybody else. Don't let the doctor hack you apart. It is the rudest thing physicians do. It's a height of ignorance. Your tonsils and your adenoids are part of the body's defense system, okay? Your body has a very powerful defense system, and one of the components of the defense system is circulation. It's like a river, if you will, and that river is called the lymph. It's a river of toxicity. That lymphatic system is at least partially composed of the tonsils and the adenoids. The tonsils and the adenoids are part of your body's a river of toxicity. So it makes perfect sense that when you got a kid who's got an immune system problem, that his lymph and that his tonsils and his adenoids are going to be clogged up. Your tonsils, or the baby's tonsils and adenoids, Row, are being clogged up because of stuff that's getting into his body inappropriately. It's activating the defenses. It's sort of like if a plane flies into the United States domestic territory, it's going to activate the Defense Department. The Air Force is going to come and scramble planes to go fight the enemy. Well, it's likewise in the body. The body scrambles its immune components to fight the enemy. The toxicity in the body will ultimately show up as clogging in the river of toxicity, the river of poison called the lymph. That's what you're seeing when you have a clogged tonsil and a clogged adenoid. You're seeing a river that is toxic. It can't get rid of as much poison as is being put in. Does that so far make sense to you, bro?
Yeah.
Okay, so your next question should be is, what are the toxins and the poisons that are getting into the body? I'm not a psychic, bro, but I'm going to tell you this right now. Just like a psychic could tell you, your kid is probably drinking milk and eating cereal. Am I right?
I heard your show before, so what I did is I slowly cut out certain things, and I discovered when I cut out gluten, he was better. And when I cut out dairy, he was better, but he was still eating corn.
Well, so, corn's a big problem.
And then when I cut out corn, he got better. But they said that his ears still needs to be drained.
They do. I can't tell you whether or not they're clogged to the point where they need to be drained. But don't let them put tubes in there. Tubes are not the answer. Whether or not they need to be drained, I can't speak to that because I don't know the kid. But I can tell you that as soon as you eliminate those foods, and you're already starting to notice it, he's going to start to improve. Whether or not the condition is bad enough that you can avoid tubes, I don't know. But what you're absolutely on the right track. Now, keep in mind, it's not just gluten. And folks, gluten gets all the press here, but it's a lot of stuff in grains that are problematic, and you have to go by the symptoms. And congratulations, by the way, Ro, for following through on all this. Now, keep in mind, your kid needs fats and your kid needs protein. That's why kids love milk so much. Milk is a wonder. No, milk, you know, we beat up on dairy a lot on this program, but there's some great stuff in milk. There's fats in milk that are important. There's protein, obviously, in milk that's important. So you're going to need to replace the protein and replace the fats that he's not going to be getting in the milk. Get him on the Ultimate EFAs if he can swallow capsules. If not, you can stick a pin in the Ultimate EFAs and squeeze him on applesauce. Get him on whey protein. He may not be able to use whey protein. If he can, that's great. It's a wonderful protein for kids. If not, get him on hemp seed protein. If he can eat eggs, that would be good as well. And there's a couple other things you can do in terms of nutritional supplements. So hang tight, Ro. We'll finish up with you here when we come back from our break. Judy, Josh, Jean, Elizabeth, hang tight. We'll try to get to all of you before we close today. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. Our number is 866-582-9933. We'll be back after this with more good health information. Don't go away. Howdy, folks. Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets. You're going to need this space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings now through August 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. An independent study showed that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
All right, we're back on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thank you for joining us, friends. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, the ones I take, and the ones I recommend, go to my website, brightsideben.com, and take a look at the shopping cart that's up there. You can also click on the Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the page. Somebody will get back to you with information about the longevity products or the longevity business if you so desire. We're talking to Ro in Alabama. Ro, are you there, ma'am?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so continue on what you're doing. Congratulations. You're definitely on the right track. Now, when I talk to you about gluten and grains and dairy, I'm giving you these tips in a generic form. You're going to have to fine-tune it because kids can react to anything. So what I would suggest that you do, and I'll give you some ideas for some nutritional supplements here in a sec, but in the meantime, what I would suggest you do is try to give your kid foods that don't have a lot of working parts to them, maybe just a glass of milk if you want to test dairy, or just a piece of cheese, or just a little bit of yogurt. Try to avoid complicated foods. You may maybe want to give him a little tiny bit of a certain type of flour, maybe corn flour or wheat flour or millet flour, and see how he reacts. See if he gets a snotty nose. See if he has any kind of digestive issues. You're going to want to become like a detective. It's sort of a detective game where you're giving him certain foods, and then you're seeing how he reacts. And if those foods are too complicated, they have too many working parts, you're not going to be able to detect or deduce what particular component is causing the problem. So instead of giving him a food that's got a lot of working parts, give him foods that just have one piece to them, one part. Instead of a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, just peanuts. Instead of potato salad, just potatoes. And see how he reacts. And that way you'll be able to kind of put together a map of foods that he can eat and foods that he can't. That's first of all. And congratulations again, because you're definitely on the right track. Secondly, there's wonderful nutrients that can help support the immune system. Vitamin C is probably chief among these nutrients. Get them on the BTT. The Beyond Tangy Tangerine is tailor-made for children. It tastes wonderful, and it's a great source of nutrients. I wouldn't wait a day, ma'am, to get on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Go to my website, brightsideben.com. Get it off the website and start them on it right away. If your child is not on zinc, he should be. And for how much does your child weigh, ma'am?
He's like 25 pounds.
You can maybe get him. Well, you know what? There's enough zinc in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. You don't need to extra supplement of zinc. But probably the most important supplement for your kid is going to be probiotics. Now, if you've listened to this program, you know I'm always talking about these good bacteria, probiotics. Our garden has a great chewable probiotic for children. That's actually not made for children, but it's chewable, it tastes good, and it's a good way to get him some probiotics. It's wonderful for the digestive system, especially if the child was either born cesarean or he wasn't breastfed or wasn't breastfed long enough. Chances are he's got some issues with his gut bacteria, and this is true for all kids who weren't breastfed long enough or who were born cesarean, and one out of three kids is born cesarean. A kid who is born cesarean is going to be predisposed to problems with the digestive system. I'm not sure if that's the case with your child, but certainly probiotics can help with food allergies. And each of these Our Garden chewable tablets, I think, has 5 billion units, so you maybe give them a couple or three of these chewable tablets a day. So get him on the BTT. Be careful of certain foods. Pay attention to food choices and how he's reacting to foods. And then get him on those Our Garden probiotics, and you should be good to go. Thank you so much for calling, Ro, and congratulations once again. That's awesome that you're on the right track this way. All right, let's go to Texas and talk to Judy. What's up, Judy?
Morning. We have a... are you there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we have a 48-year-old daughter. She had a gallbladder removed about 6 years ago. She has the consistent reading of cholesterol of 125 milligrams. She has a routine physical every year, but nothing is ever said about that low of cholesterol.
Well, I wouldn't worry about the cholesterol. The gallbladder is more important. And if she's not, her cholesterol is low, she could run into some problems too. Bile is very important when it comes to cholesterol. Very, very important. So without a gallbladder, you're going to run into cholesterol issues. That's not surprising. A couple things that you want to do. Lecithin can act like a replacement for bile. It's not a complete replacement, but it's sort of like a replacement for bile. So get her on lecithin, a couple of tablespoons a day. I have her taking some supplemental choline as well, maybe 100 to 200 milligrams of choline a day. And then you probably it wouldn't be a bad idea to make sure that she's using some liquid fats. She's probably going to have a problem absorbing her fats as well as her fatty vitamins. So make sure she's supplementing with liquid fats, essential fatty acids in particular. Get her on the ultimate EFAs and make sure that she's getting supplemental fatty vitamins, especially vitamin A. And then, by the way, there's an important connection between vitamin A and zinc. So anybody who's running into vitamin A problems, either absorption of vitamin A or deficiencies in vitamin A, is going to also have simultaneous zinc problems, and zinc is super important. So supplementing with vitamin A, 20,000 international units a day of vitamin A, and then 50 milligrams a day of zinc picolinate. Don't forget about vitamin E. That's also very, very important. 400 international units of vitamin E, probably 5,000 micrograms of vitamin K2 a day are going to be helpful. If she's got any liver problems, and chances are she does have some liver problems, that will cause that may cause some cholesterol issues too, low cholesterol issues. So you may want to focus on liver health. Fruit sugar will mess up her liver big time. Have her keep fructose intake down. That means, of course, fruits and fruit juices and high fructose corn syrup, which is everywhere. And then get her on a good, solid nutritional supplement program like the Beyond Tangy Tangerine and the Ultimate EFAs and the Ultimate Daily from Longevity. And a couple other things. These are specifically important in terms of fats and for protection to help the liver. Yesterday we talked about alpha-lipoic acid, super important for the liver. Around 400 milligrams a day of alpha-lipoic acid might not be a bad idea. And without a gallbladder, you're running a higher risk for deficiencies in magnesium, deficiencies in calcium. the aforementioned zinc and deficiencies in selenium as well. So supplementing with 200 micrograms a day of the Youngevity Ultimate Selenium might not be a bad idea. And, of course, the Osteo FX product is a good source of calcium as well as magnesium in liquid form. Folks, without a gallbladder, not only are you going to be at risk for fat malabsorption, but because you need these fats for absorbing minerals, you'll also be at risk for magnesium deficiency, zinc deficiency, calcium deficiency, and selenium deficiency as well. So if you have your gallbladder, don't let them take it out. If you've lost your gallbladder, focus on minerals, focus on fat absorption, use lecithin on a regular basis, especially after fatty meals. Use your digestive enzymes too after fatty meals, the ultimate enzymes, and take advantage of apple cider vinegar after meals. They'll activate the enzymes and they'll help with stomach juices too. Last but not least, Judy, vitamin B12 is very important, and without if you have any kind of compromise in fat absorption, you may be at risk for vitamin B12 deficiency. So that's something else to think about. Thanks so much for your call. Appreciate it. Gina in Texas, what's up?
Hello, Ben. I've got a daughter that's got a that's been sick. She's had she's been throwing up and she's had headaches. Now, about 4 years ago, she was diagnosed with H. pylori.
Okay.
So I just got to get this kid well.
Okay, a couple things. H. pylori is a bacteria that is not supposed to be in the stomach, but it can be in the stomach. When that happens, when H. pylori infects the stomach, it can cause a problem called gastritis. It can cause reduction in stomach acid, and that can wreak havoc on the rest of the body's health. So a couple things for H. pylori, and it's very, very common, unfortunately, H. pylori infection. First thing, superstar nutrient for protecting against H. pylori is probiotics. A wonderful, wonderful supplement for everything. For everybody needs a good probiotic supplement. It's one of the must-have nutritional supplements along with a multiple vitamin and essential fatty acids. Those are your three must-have nutritional supplements. Everybody needs them. A good multiple vitamin, an essential fatty acid supplement, and a good probiotic, especially if you're dealing with H. pylori. Get on the R. Garden product. Try and take at least 15, 20, 30 billion units a day. I recommend 80 billion units a day personally. But that's the first thing that you want to do. Secondly, you need to acidify the stomach. Apple cider vinegar is a great way to acidify the stomach. There's a supplement called betaine, B-E-T-A-I-N-E, betaine HCL, and that's also very important for stomach acidification, keeping the stomach acid. If you don't have acid in your stomach, folks, you're not going to be able to absorb minerals. You're not going to be able to absorb a lot of vitamins. You're not going to be able to activate your enzymes. You're going to have protein deficiency issues, and lack of stomach acid can also domino effect down into the lower part of the digestive system and cause intestinal problems, pancreatic problems, liver problems, and ultimately health issues of all kinds. That's all the time we have. I hope I helped you, ma'am. If you have more questions, send me an email to ben@ksco.com. So apple cider vinegar, betaine HCL, and the ultimate enzymes, and make sure she's on a good probiotic supplement like the R Garden. All right, that's all the time we have for today. Tomorrow I'm going to continue on about the immune system and tell you about this one superstar vitamin that's very important for helping fight super bacteria or super bugs. We'll tell you what that is tomorrow. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Check out my website, brightsideben.com. Click on the Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the page if you want to join me in my mission to help educate the world about the importance of nutritional supplementation. We will talk to you all later, folks. Bye for now.
What's the difference in all these online emergency food stores? The difference is Deseret. DeseretFoodStores.com has the best price on a one-year supply of restaurant-style gourmet food starting at just $695 for 875 servings. For the highest quality food with a 30-year shelf life, experience the Deseret difference at DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, or call 801-444-1444. DeseretFoodStore.com. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.